The following episode of The First Mint was recorded live on a stream on Twitch on Thursday, June 17th, 2021, starting at 5 o'clock Pacific.
Hey!
Happy
Hollow Pack Drop Mania, baby!
Hollow Pack Drop Mania. We haven't spoken in like 2 hours since our the Twitter Spaces, which was also, I want to say, today's Twitter Spaces was good. It was short. It was sweet. But it was good. It was the theme was Sadiq Bey and how pretty much everybody opened to Sadiq Bey. Metallic Gold, Hollow, whatever it was. We had a great pack drop, I guess, audio time today. But today, tonight is the main event. Welcome.
Oh.
If this is your first time, welcome to the First Mint. I'm LG Doucette. That's the real Phil D there. And this is the First Mint live. Tonight, we have a very special lineup. We got the legend George Reister in the house, who's going to hang out for rapid fire and then for a few of the packs, and then he's got to go, and he's going to tell us all about that, I'm sure. He is a regular on the First Mint. Always happy to have him back. And then we pretty much have like an all-star lineup of people from the community. We got a lot of you guys out there who were lucky enough today to score a holo pack. I wasn't lucky enough today. Phil D., he didn't even qualify for holo. Clearly not a real collector as qualified by NBA Top Shot. Not collector enough. But we got a bunch of people from the community who are going to come up and open their incredibly juicy packs. These are 10 moments per pack. So it's going to be people are going to be on the air for a little bit because these are big packs. And And then I don't know what else we got. We got our awesome editor and First Mint contributor, Snipes. He's going to come on and he is going to tell us about one of the challenges we did a couple weeks ago, the most underrated player. And then we're also going to look at some entries from last week's challenge, which is the poem reading challenge by our friend Karma Chachi, who wrote that amazing poem. We're going to look at some of those entries and then tell you about what we're going to do with that in the next couple weeks. Phil D, is there anything I'm kind of missing from that? Is there anything else that's happening tonight?
Well, I mean, I have to bring this up because I'm going through a really rough period in my life now. We have and if you don't know what these are, maybe you could actually Google this, LG, because I don't have pictures. I cannot leave my house because all of a sudden, and I've lived in the same neighborhood for 7 or 8 years, we have an infestation of gypsy moth caterpillars, all right?
Oh, my God.
For people who know anything about caterpillars, there's absolutely nothing more disgusting than caterpillars. There are gazillions of them. I am an absolute war. I'm not kidding you. It's ruining my life, man. I'm not joking. You cannot sit outside. You cannot enjoy the pool. You can't do anything because of these damn caterpillars. They are everywhere. Okay.
Oh my God, man.
One nest in a tree, which is a tiny little nest, apparently produces like 5,000 caterpillars. Okay. Mm-hmm. So imagine a tree with like 30 nests, and you can imagine what's going on outside right now. OK, so we're at complete war with them. I've made this concoction of like poison to spray. No, it's a serious deal here.
You got some sympathizers here. Other people living in Ontario.
Yeah, Southern Ontario is absolutely the worst place in the entire world for gypsy moth caterpillars, man.
It sounds exotic when you say it like that. For people who don't know, some people might not know where Ontario is. It's one of the larger provinces in Canada. And contrary to what you might believe, there's no snow this time of year. It's really hot, and the caterpillars are out in full force, pretty much ruining Phil's summer dad vibe out there in his backyard or wherever he is.
I can't get over it, man. It really is. So I'm stuck indoors for a little bit. And I do have a little hope when I see the gigantic ones, because that means they might become moths or butterflies. But then when I go out on my nightly fights with them outside and spray the trees and all that, I see the little tiny ones, which means we're nowhere near done with these things, and they're just going to keep coming. So I'm going to keep waging the war. I need my life to go back to normal. I need my summer back. Let's get these things out of here. Anyone else in Southern Ontario? It's nasty, man. That's exactly what they look like.
Is that a photo from Phil's house?
Holy, it's exactly what the trees look like around our place. It's
oh,
awful.
My God.
Just
hey, I also heard a rumor, Phil D, that I haven't asked you about, but I heard a little rumor that you got a pool. Is that true?
It's an above ground pool. It's just been installed. But the one night, the first night we put it up, I left it open. It's a 15-foot pool. It's huge. And it's about five feet deep. Okay. First night, I left it open. And guess what was in there the next morning? Like gazillions of caterpillars. all their crap was in there, falling out of the trees. Okay. And one of the only predators for these caterpillars is wasps. So you can spray your trees to attract wasps, but who wants to attract wasps and caterpillars? And what if the wasps won't even want the caterpillars? Then what do you do? Then you're double screwed. So I don't know what to do. I need some help. Somebody needs to come in.
There's some summer, vibe problems right there for you, man. That's you know, ruining your summer vibes is the caterpillars. Well, I mean, hey, at least you got First Mint, which gives you a reason to come inside on a beautiful summer day and hang out with your dear old bro and all the great guests we got coming up. All right, Phil, keep us updated every week on your caterpillar problems. Okay. I want
to keep here's the worst part. This type of caterpillar bites. Okay, that's the worst part. It's not like they can crawl up on you, say, okay, no big deal, wipe them off. They actually bite you and leave a rash, okay? And if you go for a hike in the forest, you hear something that sounds like raindrops. That's actually them. So, yes. Somebody throw me a bone here. I need help.
Oh, here you go. Here you go. Maple Leaf should sign some of the caterpillars. There you go. That's a good comment.
That's good.
Uh-oh. Seeing another comment here, too. Stone Cold.
Whoa, we need the music.
Maybe I'll drop a stunner on those caterpillars.
We need the start of it. Yeah, that's what I need. I do need them.
Okay. All right. Let's bring on the first guest. It's been a really crazy day. It's been an emotional day with Hollow Pack and Rebound Packs, and it's been an emotional week. We got the reveal yesterday of the full playoff set, or at least the plan for the playoff set. We don't know what the moments are, but we know that there's like going to be like over 100 of these playoff common moments, as well as like rares and legendaries and stuff. So let's bring on our rapid fire guest. Welcome him back to the First Mint. I think he's been on like 4 or 5 times now, which is awesome. George Reister. Oh, wait, wrong intro video. Here. Best audience in the game.
Yeah, that makes me feel very welcome.
Yep. George, you know, I say this every time, but those are actually people who watch the show that sent us videos that we asked for of them clapping. So that is our actual audience, my friend.
I love it, man. I love it. I might have to put that on my podcast.
Like, oh, yeah. Well, yeah. Okay. Whoa. Yeah. Well, yeah. We're, you know, anytime. George, how's your day going, man? Did you get in this hollow drop? What's going on?
All right. So here's what happened. So here's what had happened.
The viewers already know, George. you're so obvious, but yes, tell us your story, please.
Okay, so last night, I didn't forget about the hollow drop, but like I, you know, was doing other stuff for the last few days, and I needed to level up a bit. So my collector score last night was like total, like a little over 5,000, right? So then I was like, all right, well, let me look how to do this. And my radio show is from 10 p.m. to 12 a.m., right? Pacific time. Mm-hmm. So after I finish my show, I'm like, all right, let me get my collector score where I need it to be. It was like, it started at like 51 or 5,300. So I was like, I got to get 2,200. So I was like, okay, let me figure out how I can do it. So then I ended up looking at different sites and stuff. Was like, okay, what's the best way to do the math? So then I collected, first I was like, okay, I have the most Atlanta Hawks, so I'll just collect all the Atlanta Hawks players.
The team, the team bonus, right?
But
yeah.
Then I realized as I started collecting it that I actually needed some Series 1 players. And there's like a bottleneck on some of the players. So I was like, okay, who can I do? So then I ended up getting the entire Charlotte Hornets team and the Timberwolves because all of them were a Series 2.
Mm-hmm.
And there weren't any of those bottleneck people. Like the actual hardest team to get was the Oklahoma City Thunder.
That's right.
Like that's the hardest one to do. Mm-hmm. And so I collected both teams, and then I was still at the end of, and then I bought probably $33 moments, right? So I was like, damn, I'm still not there. I'm only at like 6,600, right? Mm-hmm. So then I was like, dude, I was tired. It was almost 2 in the morning. I was like, F it. And then I ended up, and so I was like, look, I'm qualifying for this drop. So I ended up buying a hold up. Let me look because I haven't even been back. It was so at 2 in the morning. I bought a legendary Series 2 number 79 John Collins, and I bought him for $1,300. I wanted in this drop. So I was like, all right, cool. I'll drop it. And I chose John Collins intentionally because he's an up and coming star. Like, mm-hmm. worst case scenario, if I want to get rid of it later, I can or whatever. Presumably something really good comes out of this drop. So mm-hmm. today I'm like, okay, all day I'm in anticipation. I'm like, yo, the drop, yo, the, at 8 o'clock. I'm like, wait, hold up. It's at a 2, right?
Here we go.
Oh no, oh no.
And then at 11, I'm like, okay, cool. And then at 1:13, I got the email from Top Shot, right?
Oh yeah. And yeah, I was came, like, yeah, about 45 minutes before. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's what it came.
At 1:13. I looked at my phone and I was like, oh snap, I gotta go. I gotta go get my Starbucks, right?
Oh yeah.
Whoa. So I think
you gotta get your, oh, yeah, your tea or whatever.
1:13. Like, that's calling it a close.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. So I was like, oh snap, I gotta go get it. So I left home and then I got a work phone call. And then, I was headed to Starbucks, and then I was like, oh, snap, I got to go to this other place. I totally forgot about the pack drop. At 2:45, I'm sitting in a lobby, and I was like, no! Like full Macaulay Culkin, Home Alone, and the people around me were like, are you okay, sir? Are you okay? And George. I was like, no, I'm not okay. So, dude, I spent 2 hours of my life, $1,300. My collector score is like 8,200 right now for no damn reason.
Mm-hmm. That's
so, and I haven't even looked at what people got, but I had such a good gut feeling. I was like, dude, I'm gonna pull like a number one out of this pack mm-hmm. and like some good stuff. And then it didn't happen. So I'm at least happy for the people who weren't chumps like me. This is what the second time that I've had like a pack issue where I get mm-hmm. where the other time I was in line. Mm-hmm. I got into a rare drop or whatever it was. And then dude, it was garbage. So this is the second time I've screwed up. Mm-hmm. I need like a buddy. I need a friend to like text. I will give out my phone number if somebody will call me.
George. I don't know. I don't think you want that, man. Based on what our DMs, the way our DMs look every week, I don't think you want to give out your phone number to this crowd, man. I'm telling you right now.
You'll get
a lot of out on my podcast, sure. though.
You'll get stuff you never wanted. I'll tell you that.
No, this is a fact. It is my Google Voice number, but so I can like ignore it if I want to, but still, dude, there are some strange things that have come in, and I've had to shield the wife from a few of them.
George, I hate to say it, but I have to say this. You know, we love you, George, but I have to say, your experience today is an absolute disgrace, okay?
I appreciate that. I deserve it.
I'm keeping it a buck with you, man. It's an absolute disgrace. Not getting a pack is one thing, but missing the pack drop for a hollow pack drop? Dude, George, you usually go crazy when you miss a regular drop, man.
Yes.
After all that work. Come on, yes. man.
Dude, and having this nice, beautiful collector score, I was like, I am in this pack drop. This is for me. Like, I was like, God put this here for me. And then I found a way to snatch defeat from the jaws of victory.
George, you remember that segment on Monday Night Football? Come on, man. This is your come on, man moment right now, man. Come on, man.
Absolutely. It looks like Stone Cold is only just now listening to the story.
He's so pissed.
Okay. George, man, I'm sorry. Listen, we got a whole support group here, man. That's the whole point of Club Cold Brew. So, like, on the next drop, we're going to have to figure out a system to make sure that you like we'll just we're just gonna send some tea to your house or something like that. Like, we need some other system.
We're all gonna call him on his Google number.
That's it. Yeah, exactly. Like, yeah, we need like a cold brew concierge or something like that shows up and you're doing everything properly at the right time. Like an app that sends you notifications or something like that. Okay, chat I don't know. I don't know, to celebrate it or something like that. But to maybe make George feel better, we're going to give a moment out to the chat. I don't know if that makes George feel better, but let's just do something fun. Let's put What should they type? Like, better luck next time, George, or something like
that? No, they need to type absolute disgrace.
Absolute disgrace.
Oh, my God. Hashtag dude. Absolute disgrace is the way to go on this one.
And, right, and put the worst part about it is I did that trying to make sure I completed the cold brew. like my version of the cold brew. Like, if I had just... So I was like, do it at, I was like, oh, I should do it right now. But then I was like, no, it's not going to work if I do it now because I won't be able to complete the challenge.
So nope. The cold brew screwed you then, George. All right, that's fine. So the chat is absolutely exploding with absolute disgrace. I can't even keep up with that. Let's hope they don't flood your Twitter.
And that one's going to be, and that we're going to give out a, Who's good? We'll give out a Zion I'm for that. A Zion 40,000 CC plus, which is worth 12 collector points, collector score points, and, just for anybody that doesn't know.
And Zion was showing his displeasure today. Not a good sign. Oh,
that's right. That's right. Yeah, Zion. Or his family members. His family members.
Yeah, it's always the family members. It's like Kawhi's uncle, members, yeah. Man.
Kawhi's uncle. That's right. That's right. That's right. Okay. Well, I mean, we're right in the middle of talking about Holomania. I mean, I don't even know if we need to chat more about it. Because George, that to me is the most Holomania story we could have gotten. Probably one of the better stories for sure. about how a drop can go down or how a drop can be botched up that doesn't work. There
okay,
we go.
Okay, question for you though. So I'm yes. tweeting out hashtag absolute disgrace. So
you don't have to. It's just in the chat in the stream, George.
No. Go ahead.
No.
George is trying to win the contest by
drop
tweeting
the bomb on your followers, George. I wonder what's going on here.
It's so I'm hashtagging absolute disgrace, and then I was tagging at the first mint, but then I don't want people to think that I'm saying that the first mint is an absolute disgrace.
No. Just hashtag it and that's it. Don't say anything. Your followers are going to go nuts. Thinking some kind of news just came out and someone's a disgrace out there. So that'll cause that. Our chat's still going. The giveaway's over. Our chat's still going.
The giveaway's over. Yeah, chat, you can stop. Thank you. Yeah, it's too bad. It's too bad, George. We feel bad for you. Okay, let's try to get through this rapid fire. We're already, George, okay. This is an amazing story. Holomania, let's call it there. We're going to get Stone Cold in later at some point to drop some stunners on people. But let's talk about where are we? There we go. Playoff moments. George, let's go to Phil D. We heard from George, a long story. Phil D, playoff moments. Last week I asked you, are you doing any playoff challenges? Did you end up doing the Trae Young shush challenge, or are you doing the two current ones, which I think are, what are they? The Damian Lillard one and then the Giannis one, I think is the other one. What's the other one? Are you doing any challenges?
Yeah, no. My approach with the challenges right now is I'm not doing them. I've been selling a bunch of stuff, like some lower end moments, just cleaning house a little bit as the market goes up a bit, right? I mean, no, prices are up. We know we're going to see them back at $2 or $3. I'm dumping some of the $5, $6 stuff I don't want. Those 40,000 CC things, I want nothing to do with them. I don't care who it is unless it's LeBron. So I'm getting rid of a couple of those, building a bit of Dapper, cleaning house a little bit. Playoff moments for me, what I'm eyeing right now is I'm looking at buying maybe just the rewards, all the rewards for the playoff challenges. Okay. The Paul George was actually down to $86 at some point.
It went for very low. That's right.
Now it's back up to like 115, 120. And I was waiting for a good serial and I kind of screwed myself there. The Trae Young was actually down to 175. It's back up over 200 now. So we kind of saw the pattern. I expect the same pattern to happen with the Giannis and the Dame. But yeah, I think I wanted to collect the whole set, but we got the devastating news this week that there would be like close to 125 common moments, man. What's
I was
up?
Thinking the same thing too. I was like, okay, we're just going to do these 40 first round moments and there'll be a second round. So I was like, okay, I might not do all the challenge, but I'll grab a few. But then today we found out that in the end, there's going to be 54 first round moments, which is it's so intense. And then also, it seems a little complicated, but I'm sure when the challenges come out, it'll make more sense, is that they're going to be kind of interspersed. Like there'll be second round challenges where you need some of the first round moments and then so on. So even some of the finals challenges for even like the finals legendary, I would assume need some of the common moments, maybe from the first round. So it's going to be this like smorgasbord of different moments that you need. George, outside of your hollow sadness, your disgrace, are you picking up on these playoff moments at all?
Okay. No. I have three. I have Bobo. Well, actually no. Cause hold up, let me look. I have one playoff moment, and that is
You got the playoff. Wait, actually, last week, right?
Zero. I have zero playoff moments. Oh. As a hold up. No, no, I have one. But as far as the challenges go, see, because I typically only do the challenges if when the challenges drop, mm-hmm. I have, you know, a good portion of them. So now I have 194 moments. So I'm just trying to that way when challenges drop that I have, you know, a decent amount of them. That is what incentivizes me. Like if there are eight and I'm at one of eight, that doesn't incentivize me because it just costs too much. And then the prices are going to fall. So but if I'm like four or five deep out of eight, then, yeah, I'm probably in on the challenge.
Hey, the chat just brought up a good question, George, hearing your story. Did you also miss the rebound packs?
Of course. So you
missed the whole thing.
He missed the drop. If you weren't in time, you didn't get access to the
rebound pack.
You couldn't show up late for the rebound pack. You had to be there on time. So he missed. Right. And the rebound pack was the playoffs too. So it was actually a pretty decent pack. Yeah, exactly. Actually, George was. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's okay.
George. Yeah, I find well,
hey, I was just so you know. Last thing, I was probably. I had typed a text to you guys to be like, I can't come on the show today. I was that disgraced that I almost canceled.
No,
that's how
George.
Bad it was.
Well, you could tell LG when we were in the production room before the show, the public did not get to see George's real mood. We brought his spirits up a little bit, but when he came in, LG didn't even let him speak. And right away said, all right, we know you didn't get a pack, but we didn't know the story. We didn't know the story was that bad, George. I think your adventures of packs and stuff should be chronicled. Everything from you being in that studio and someone coming in there and trying to throw you out to you stopping on the side of the freeway and all that. I think you've got some good pack stories, man. So, you know, we'll help you out next time. Well, hopefully we
Yeah, George, you need like a yeah, you just need like a vlog or something like that where you just document you trying to get packs because every time it's an adventure for you, which I love. I love that. I think that's like this is such a real story, you know. You're not necessarily glued to your computer all day like we are. You're just like doing things. You got a real life to take care of, you know. So, that's good. All right, boys, let's keep moving. We've got more people coming in. Really quickly, let's talk about this Throwdowns. I don't think either of you are in the Throwdowns challenge, but I do want to get your opinions on this. And I think a lot of people are curious about this as well. Again, not that many people doing this last challenge, but basically there is a, oh, he's gone. And George is gone. Just like that. And just like that, he's gone.
Classic George, whoop. Man.
Yeah. And just like
classic
that.
Classic George, man.
And he's gone. Just like that. It happens every time. All right. Phil D, Throwdowns. Oh, there he's back. George, he's back.
Whoa. We thought you pulled your one of your bailouts.
I started talking about something else. George's like, I'm out of here. Like, forget it.
No,
okay.
Dude,
Throwdowns.
So I was trying to join in the chat because somebody asked me what my collector name is, and it's Curious G87. So I was like, oh, I'll log in right here the way I can chat. And when I logged in, when I tried to log in, it sent me to a different place. So that's I'm doing bad today. So excuse me, people.
It's all right. It's all right, George. We're here for you, man. Real quick, Phil D, Throwdowns. Turns out there was a 51st moment. We knew about it all along. We didn't know how it was going to come out. We thought it would be some kind of master challenge or if you know, it was going to be like Steph Cool Cats or if you'd done a challenge and you owned a few moments or whatever, you would get it. And then it turned out that it kind of, you know, in my opinion, and I think Quad as well, he did all the Throwdowns. It kind of ended up screwing the Throwdown people because you had to not just have 9 Throwdown moments, but you also had to go get this Donovan Mitchell rare moment off the market if you didn't have it already, which then was like a minimum $400 spend on top of you being a Throwdowns collector. Phil D, is this, if we start to see more of this stuff from Top Shot, you want to see this or not, where there's going to be an extra requirement outside of the set?
The little devil in me wants to see it because I love seeing people lose their minds and get really mad at stuff. Okay. People, when I get all the notifications, I know something's going on Twitter, but other than that, I mean, you're kind of pricing people out like that, right? It's not everybody that can just throw away four. What was it? You said 440?
Yeah, it's something like, it's like at like 400 now or something like that. Yeah, at
least. I don't know. We're not all arsenic here spending 160K a week or whatever he's been up to lately. Like he said earlier on Top Shot and claiming that. So, yeah, no, I'm not a huge fan of that kind of stuff. I don't really participate. I'm not part of the Throwdowns challenge. You know my stance on challenges lately, and I'm sticking to it. So I don't have much to say about that.
Okay. Okay, that's all good. That's all good. let's keep moving. This week there was a change to who the influencers were. George, we didn't see any tweets from you. I know you can't say too much, but we did see tweets from some of the rookies who were in the holo drop today. We saw James Wiseman. We saw Cole Anthony. I think we saw maybe a Josh Hart tweet about this week's drop. George, I know you're kind of an inside man there, not really an inside man, but you know, you're definitely part of, you know, this kind of cycle where we all want to see Top Shot get promoted, get marketed out to the masses. Do you like that? You want to see more players tweet about their new moments and kind of put that out on their social?
Oh, for sure, dude. Because, okay, one of the things that that makes people enjoy things and enjoy sports even more now is that connection with the players, like that they're not at arm's length anymore, that you can actually reach out and touch them, even though it's just virtually. The fact that they are there and interacting with people and connecting with them, I think that can only be beneficial. And especially if they're excited about it, they're like, yo, I got a new card coming out. You guys check it out. I'll do a giveaway. This and that. Because people want to collect things that make money, but people also, I think above that, want to collect things that matter to them. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I'm not a huge James Harden fan. So if you give me a number one James Harden, am I going to like it? Yes. But if you gave me a number one Peyton Pritchard, I'd probably be happier about that. Because yes, there's the financial aspect to it, but there's also the aspect to it that, you know, it's like if you bought a piece of artwork, if you don't like it, what does it matter how much it's worth? I mean, you would then sell it and go get what you actually want.
Mm-hmm.
So same
I feel
thing.
You. Yeah. I think it's great to see. And you know, I like that as well in terms of the players, showing that they're stoked. It's also we haven't done too much of Top Shot as at the mass that we are now when there hasn't been an NBA season. Right. We've never done that. Right. I lived through it last year. You know, I got in Top Shot just as the playoffs were starting in the bubble. And then there was an offseason that was a month and a half or whatever. LeBron was complaining about it again yesterday. You know, the offseason was two months. Right. And that offseason was kind of dead in Top Shot. Right. Because there are only so many people. It was 1,000, 2,000 people. But this year, when all you guys came into Top Shot, everybody arrived. We're already in the middle of the season. So now, you know, and the players are busy. So now most of the players are actually available. So I'm really curious to see what we're going to see over the next couple weeks, next couple months, even through the offseason in terms of player engagement. Now that their schedules are opened up a little bit and they're open to doing more marketing promo opportunities for them and great opportunities to kind of market themselves. Phil Dia, any thoughts on that?
I picked up from George, did you just hear what LG said? LG just said when you guys arrived, okay? He's spoken like a true OG who's been here since last summer. Who showed up in February.
I have such FOMO, dude. FOMO because I don't think I have any series one moments that I don't think I have any series one moments. So I want some series. I wish I was an early adopter that I had stuff from the gift set or, you know, all of these dope sets that are now, you know, closed and all of that. So I finished. Oh, wait. First of all, I want to say shout out to Dude Vunis, where he said, send it to you a Chris Paul. He actually sent me a Chris Paul. I looked.
Oh, there you go. Hey, that's a nice gesture. Wow. Yeah.
Well, look at that. The first man listeners Vunis are the best, man. Our chat's the best. Always been the best.
It's true.
Absolutely.
So, even though someone just said that, LG, you have a skinny head. I have a fat head. So
I don't know. Here's the comment.
have you guys completed any of the sets?
Yeah, I've got the Hustle and Show. And I actually, I publicly a couple weeks ago finished the early adopters one, which was expensive. I only had one or two of them. So I did spend a bit of money doing that.
Early adopters. Okay.
No, but hey, it's called early adopters. It's not anybody can go get it, George. Okay.
Don't forget. We're you
no,
guys.
No, no. I just want to rewind really quick to what Phil D, where he thinks he's making a great point about how, you know, you guys are separate. Phil D, how many times? When was the first time someone mentioned Top Shot to you? What month of the year was that?
I think in January when the podcast first dropped,
man. It was like October. Get out of here. You think I'm just sitting around not trying to get someone
proof.
Like Phil
I
into
want
Top
proof.
Shot? Yeah, right. Yeah,
show,
right, man.
Show
you,
the receipts.
You ignored the call. You ignored the call for
George,
so long.
George, we're still you guys. Don't listen to him. All right? Yep. I want receipts on that.
Hold up, though. I do want to point out that he gave me a nickname, absolute disgrace.
Yeah, seriously.
Hold on. He's you peopling you, wow. LG. And
well,
and
I didn't say you people.
No. I'm saying Phil is you peopling you.
He's trying to cancel me with something I didn't say. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And
exactly. Yeah.
Hold up. Here's the point though, that he's pointing all the fingers, but there's only one person out of the three of us who didn't even qualify for
Oh, I don't even know how that's possible, man. Like, I'm still stuck here. I completed a bunch of challenges. I own legendaries. I own rares. And my collector score was nowhere near.
Wow. Not a real collector. Buy Top Shot. As per the Top Shot blog, not a real collector. That's going to take us to our next giveaway. This is the long hashtag. Phil is not a real collector. Put it in the chat.
Hold on, Phil is not a real collector.
You're lucky. I was going to put Phil as a disgrace, but we'll just go with Phil is not a real collector. That is the hashtag. I'm going to type it in. It's already coming.
We've already got that one. But George, I have to ask you. I've always wanted to ask you. We've had you on the show so many times. If George was to have a hollow moment, okay, a legendary moment in your career, what moment would it be? I'm serious, man. If they were to make a legendary of George Reiser's career, what would be that moment? And because you've got some big moments in your career, man. What would it be, college or NFL?
Okay, from the NFL, it would either be one of two moments. Like, it would either be my second year against the Tennessee Titans. I caught the game-winning touchdown, and I dove over Samari Roll.
We need a clip of that, LG. And, you need to bring that up, man.
And that picture actually ended up like on the inside cover of Sports Illustrated. Of Sports Illustrated. And either that or this plays where I hurdled this dude for a touchdown against Cincinnati on like either Sunday night or Monday night or something. Yeah. So either one of those two, those would be the hollow moment. Because they were
we've had you on enough. We need to get that
it?
Up.
Is this it?
Whoa!
Yeah, George, is this it? Yeah, here we go. Yeah.
Yeah, and wow. And that okay. So that was like that was my second year, but that moment literally changed my life.
Wow.
Because I caught there's minimal time on the clock. There's only a couple seconds left. The game was over. That was the game-winning touchdown. I'm getting up off the ground. Our running back, Fred Taylor, jumps on me to like celebrate. I herniated disc, and now I've had two back surgeries since. So that was a moment that literally changed my anatomy.
I didn't think you meant like that, man.
I played another 5 years after that, but it just is not the same after you hurt your back like that.
No,
I feel like Michael Porter Jr. Like Denver, where like he's such a good player, but like he's super young and he's having back spasms, back issues, and
you hate to see that.
Yeah.
So George, you would have to be part of a run it back set if we ever get there. So that's your top moment. Now, what about college? Do you have one from college? Anything that sticks out would be your top moment.
Because
that one we just showed, that'd be pretty cool. Like that kind of. I mean, if you're looking, that wasn't the video. I'd love to see the video version of it, but just that screenshot.
I can't find it. Yeah.
College would probably. Oh, I know what it would be. So I relished the fact that I had a rushing touchdown, and I think it was against Stanford.
Wow!
Oh, I had a rushing touchdown from from tight end is one of my favorite moments.
That's rare.
Yeah, that's very rare. So they actually handed me the ball. It wasn't like a fumble recovery for a touchdown. So I was super. That's one of my favorite moments.
Uh-oh, the gamblers are coming down now, George. They remember some of your stuff. I mean, it never disappoints. The gamblers are always going to be around. They'll never forget. That's pretty well. I'm sure you've heard that before. So
yep.
That's cool, though, man. I hope we get there one day with football. I really do. I think it'd be really cool.
No. There are some things in the works, not nice. Necessarily with Top Shot, but there is another company who I sat in on a.
George, are you going to reveal more secrets, man? Hold on. I feel like every time you come on a stream, you're just like, hey,
I am NDA to the fullest, but I can say that there are some things working in the football space.
Yep. There must be. Yeah. I mean, I would assume that every sports league is looking at this, you know, really carefully, including the NFL. So,
yeah.
George, we're going to move on to some pack openings. Are you sticking around?
No. I am going to bounce, but I do like this question from Mike Weisberg, though.
Oh,
which one?
It's like this fourth one up. Yeah.
Oh, we talked about it last week on the stream. Hey. We talked about it last week on the, the Friday.
Well, hold on. George, give us your thoughts, man. Let's hear that.
I think I think that you were always going to be susceptible to stuff like this from insiders. I mean, look at what happened with Nike. They just had one of their top employees lose $1 million a year job because her kid is hawking
sneakers. Oh, yeah. I saw that.
And so I just went up to the employee store this last week, right? And they actually changed the way their policy. So now they have like a 30-item policy instead of, actually it's called the Nike company store now, but it is like they have a 30-item limit now instead of you being able to get everything that you get normally because of people like that. So you are always going to be susceptible to it, but it needs to be like... They should not just be allowed, I don't think, to just give the moments back or distribute them. No,
they've been moved to the Top Shot account, from what I understand, or they're going to be. Yeah. Yeah. And Top Shot's gonna find a way to put them out there later or something like that. So it's gonna be
I just think that those collectors that they should not be allowed to collect.
They banned themselves though in the moment, guys. Yeah. They made a company policy saying that they weren't they weren't gonna trade anymore on Top Shot. Yep. So anyways, George, appreciate the opinion.
Yes. I'm getting angry texts from my wife. She said it's 2:37, it's 2:38, it's 2:39. I'm sorry, 5:39.
Yeah, George, sorry. It's one thing to miss
5:39.
It's one thing to miss a hollow pack drop, but it's another thing to be late for the wife. So you better get out of here, man.
Well said.
And make it happen.
Okay. Cheers, George. Well, that went way over time, but we got plenty of pack openings to go. I did want to chat about stuff that we have coming up at the first mint. We'll chat about that a little later in the show. Let's move along to our first pack cracker. And I don't even know if I played the rapid fire intro. I'm always bad at this, but... Let's welcome one of our community members. Welcome him to the show, Jeff Goldstein from Twitter. Jeff, what's up?
There he is.
Thank you.
Jeff's been hanging out backstage watching that whole
I don't know how I'm gonna follow segment. That was
went out of control.
George is a wild card, man. He never disappoints. That was always something going on in his life.
Jeff, you're here to get us back on track, man. Are you ready to crack your pack? Are you ready to do this?
I have been ready for 3 and a half
You've been
hours.
Ready for hours, yeah. That's you definitely have more discipline than Phil D does, who is not able to hold a pack for more than like 3 minutes, which he's famously said. So but before you get to it, Jeff, and I know you got to share your screen, we got to play our intro for our pack cracking segment.
All right, I'm gonna open my pack. I don't stop until I break a sweat. Sweat. Ooh, wet. I keep tripping, hit them with finesse. Sweat. Ooh, wet. Every day I wake, I know I'm blessed. Ooh, wet. Pull up like I barely hit
Loading.
Sweat, sweat, ooh, ooh, wet. All right, let's do it. Jeff, here we go. There it is. There it is. So, Jeff, you were telling me too that you haven't had a too much luck with some of the pack drops.
I have not. So this is like my first like real pack that's like not a base pack, not like reservation pack.
Wow.
Like this is it. This is the one.
But nice. You know, hold on, Jeff. You've been a follower of us for a while. I know this. What do our viewers who are here right now? We've got a bunch of them in Twitch. What do they need to do before we open this pack? Because I haven't said it all night. I've let people get comfortable. People are coming and going like this is Black Friday at the mall, okay? And they're not doing what they need to do, which is leave a little tip on their way out, okay? And the way you do that at the first mint is what, Jeff? I want to hear this. This is our first trivia of the night. What should our listeners be doing right now before we open this pack?
Cold brew.
No.
No. Hey, if you waited till now for the cold brew, I can promise you don't have a pack. Okay.
He wants people to follow. You gotta hit the follow button. We're on Twitch now, so there's no like, there's not that subscribe. It's just follow. That's the only thing you can do now is hit the follow
The follow button.
Yeah, should we try that again?
Yes, Jeff. Jeff, what do they gotta do? Yes.
You gotta follow. Everyone follow.
And have a cold brew if you want, but yes.
All yes. Right,
follow. Yeah, you have another cold brew. It's late for a cold brew, but absolutely you could have a cold brew.
Bit, yeah.
All right, Jeff, all let's right. do it, man.
I'm excited. Jeff, what are you all looking right, here for here? What would really like tickle your senses and make you go crazy?
I'm a Knicks fan, and I was looking to see what was left, and that number 9, RJ Barrett.
Oh,
that's,
you know that's how got I feel my name about all that. Over it. That is the one I want, man. I want the RJ Barrett just because if I'm not a Raptors fan, I'm a huge Team Canada fan. And just so you know, Jeff, RJ Barrett right now, his dedication to the national program, he is currently on his birthday in quarantine to play the Olympic qualifiers coming up in a couple of weeks.
Really?
He's quarantining for 14 days while it's his birthday by himself in a hotel room just so he could be part of that team. And we saw other guys like Dylan Brooks drop out. Other NBA players are not participating, but RJ Barrett, whose dad is the big honcho there at the program, is part of it. So I'm a huge fan. This is the one I would want too, Jeff. Fingers crossed that you pull one.
Nice.
Yeah. Or LaMelo. I need to LaMelo. That would be good.
All right. Here we go, buddy.
All right. Here we go. Here we go.
I have a feeling you're getting blasted with the music right now.
He probably thinks we can hear the music too. All right, I love the hover. Whoa, he just goes right for it.
That was a mistake.
Whoa, who does that?
Hey, over to it, whatever.
Whoa, Jeff, is that, man.
Well,
oh, yeah, it's the metallic. Okay, well, he's a wild man. He's look a wild man.
Just sniping like this is Duck Hunt.
We're off to Vroin.
Just shooting here. The ducks down as they go. Wow, I like that. Close your eyes and snipe.
Oh, my God, I love it.
That was wild. Now we're lagging just because you did that. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Well, that was, let's start with the common ones if I don't misclick.
Wow, Jeff. Wow. Just, yeah, trigger finger, man.
Jeff can't hear us.
Yeah, he's just getting blasted with music.
I have a feeling he can't hear a word we're saying, but okay. All right. Uh oh.
All right. Here we go.
Daniel Tice.
Beavis.
Nice. <Uh-oh. laughs> is he frozen or is it?
I'm not on the screen.
Oh, there we go.
Whoa. Hey, there we go.
There we go. Okay. A little Daniel Tice. That's all right.
I think that's the second one we have today.
Yeah. It's a lot of Daniel Tice in these packs. All right. What's this? Darius Garland. Okay. Okay. Very nice. A Darius Garland common. So we got so far, we got a D'Angelo Russell metallic gold, Daniel Tice common, Darius Garland common. It's amazing, Phil. I feel like we're used to be so obsessed with the serial numbers of commons, and now it's just like, who cares?
Yeah, it really is. Who cares?
We just don't care anymore.
I like that.
What else we got, Jeff?
Jeff is going.
All right, let's say
Luka. Nice. Luka Doncic, number 1140, a common.
That's good. Nice. Like that.
Nice. That's pretty good. That's great.
Any Luka's great. That's one you keep.
See, he's got some awesome pass. Some of the pass moments are kind of whatever, but some of the passes from Luka and from LaMelo, I find that are in highlights or in moments and are really awesome.
Luka, who just lost his GM and today his coach. We'll see how that
ends. Oh, really? I didn't even see that.
Oh, yeah. Carlisle is gone. Cuban loves him like a brother, but he had to go.
It was time, yeah. Okay, Kobe White, common, number 26,000 something. Okay, that's okay. Not bad. That's not bad.
A lot of Chicago Bulls today.
Everything yeah, a lot of Bulls. So that's a good point. Yeah, yeah. Okay, okay, nice, nice. Jeff, I could tell, is waiting for the big moment here. He went for the Metallic a little early, but now he's waiting for the big moment.
I couldn't hear you guys over the music, but
right. I told you.
It happens every time. It happens every time. All right, Jeff. Here we go.
Yeah, I misclicked on that first one, but I did get the Luka comment, so I'm okay.
We like that, Jeff. We like how you just did that off script. We love it.
Yeah.
Just keep sniping. Whoa, there's the big one. Watch out.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, Terry Rozier. Another common, 22,000.
Terry Rozier, who once bought all his own Top Shot moments and then sold them for twice the price.
Yeah. He's a smart guy, man. Was it him that tried to give away a basket, like a signed basketball with his moments?
Yeah, yeah.
But it was just like Top Shot was like, well, it's way the promotion's moving way too fast.
Oh, yeah.
All right, here we go.
I feel like we haven't heard from him in a long time.
Here we go. Oh, okay. Here we go. Another common. Grizzlies. Ja, nice.
Yeah, there we go.
Look at this, man. Yeah.
Hey, a Ja common, 10,000.
Yeah, this is good. You're getting the house money here, Jeff. The way these are going, this is this is good news.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Nice.
All right. Ooh. There we go.
What?
Uh-oh. Jeff's way ahead
is
of
this,
us.
Is this Jeff?
I don't even.
Yeah, nice I wasn't expecting the block.
Oh, you're watching it again. Okay. We thought you opened
it. I like that he's watching the highlight. I like that he's actually watching the moments. Oh. I feel like we don't do that enough.
I will say,
it is nice to see like a moment from a player that usually has one type of play to see a different one. Because Jaw, like most of the moments for Jaw are like alley dunks or something like that. So it's actually nice to see a block from him. That's pretty cool.
I love the LG things Jeff can hear him. And Jeff's pretty much just waiting for our lips to stop moving to hit the next moment. So
we didn't spend enough time talking about, with George. So I got to drag it out a little longer.
And I just want to say, Jeff, we've been waiting for a Pikachu moment. Or what is it? What's that thing called again? Not the Pikachu. No.
What?
The other one. The Charizard. Is that what it's called? Remember, I took a lot of heat for calling it a little lizard.
The shiny...
Time.
Yeah, you are talking about Pokemon. Okay.
So you know those pack drop openings when they pull that one card and everyone in the screen?
Yeah, we've
never had that moment on the first Mint Live. So I'm looking for that moment where a number one gets pulled or something someone really wanted and they get the jersey number.
We did have the one time where we had Josh Hart and his co-host Matt. And then Josh Hart showed up out of nowhere, and then Matt pulled the 25 Giannis. That was pretty good. That was a pretty good one, yeah.
That was the Plunge Father patch episode.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. The patch episode was amazing. Jeff, keep going, man. Keep going. Sorry,
here we go. You. So that should be all the comments now that I didn't misclick again. So we got these we two rares and then the –
Give him some luck, chat. Give him some luck. Give him.
All right, here we go. Yeah, the chat's been roasting me here. So
I want to go nuts to a number one. Come on. Peyton Pritchard.
Oh, is it going to be Booker? Mikal Bridges.
Whoa. All right. Okay. That's a little bit of a womp womp, but okay.
Yeah, it's all right. Yeah,
still in the playoffs.
At least he got a pack.
He got a pack.
Yes. Yeah, all right. Here we go.
I don't know.
He's going to watch it.
Jeff watches the moments. You know this.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah, let's watch. I'll watch.
Okay.
Absolutely.
So, I want
to see. We don't have to if you guys don't want to.
No. We're here to watch with you. We're here to hang with you, man.
It's your pack, man. It's your pack.
All right.
We're here to savor it with you. Oh. I don't even know. Jokic. All right. There we go.
Okay.
Nice.
Jokic. Jokic, who declined playing for Serbia this summer at the Olympics. And did you see what he was writing in the other day? LG, please pull it up right before this.
What was it? Where on Twitter?
So he went back home to Serbia and his ride home from the airport. I'll let you look it up and please show our audience. You'd think he'd get in like some sort of Rolls Royce or he'd be picked up by a limo or he'd be picked up by some kind of nice whip.
Come on. That can't be real.
But Jokic, whose season ended on a really sorry note.
Come on. Is this it? Is this
there you go. Yes.
Come on.
Yes, I'm telling you, this was his ride home when he got to Serbia.
There's no way that's.
Oh, no,
that's
where are you going? Click on that.
I'm just
top
looking
one.
For more serious. Photos, but I don't believe you.
That's him, man.
The chat is saying this. That's like a $1,000 moment. So
it really is. If they put that out, that'd be insane. And I don't know, Jeff, did you see his brothers when he got ejected the other night? His brothers were ready to throw it down with Devin Booker, man. And I would not mess. His brothers look bad, bad, bad. I wouldn't want to be in the
Yeah, I wouldn't want to mess with them.
Nice.
All right.
All right, Jeff. All right. It's time. It's time for the Hall of Fame.
9:48. Let's go. Okay. Oh my goodness. I'm very nervous.
You should be. This nervous. Is a big moment for you. Oh, wait, sorry. I took your
Hold on. Yeah, I was going to say, we can't even see it.
Yeah, I took the screen away. Yeah, I'll go.
Ready?
All right, here we go. Ready? I'm hoping for a LaMelo. Chat, tell him what you're hoping for. Oh!
Whoa!
Who's this? Kuzma. Jeff. Wow. Jeff, are you a Lakers fan? Lakers fan?
That's a hard no. Oh, look at that.
Oh, my God. We're going to need another pack cracker on this soon to bring it home here. Because we had Sad George to start, and now we got Sad Jeff with his Kuzma. I mean, Jeff, the to make you feel a little bit better, let's go check how much this Kuzma is going for on the market.
Chat's going nuts, man. The chat is just going nuts. They're ecstatic.
Hey, listen, Jeff, this Kuzma, the whole time, so this Kuzma is going for $1,200 right now.
Whoa, hey, that's not bad, Jeff. Whether you want to keep that or not. I mean,
that's
come
like
on.
A 4 or 5x on your
and,
return there.
And the Jokic is apparently.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. For sure. Let's see. Saying. Yeah. Let's see the Jokic.
Someone said, Jeff, you
let's
look
go for $1,000. Jeff,
someone said you look drained. Are you okay? Give us your thoughts after that. Pack.
That's why I said I need another cold brew.
Yeah.
This is the reality of Top Shot is that you can buy a pack for $230, pull moments that are worth $2,300 and 10x and still feel like crap about it. That is the beauty of Top Shot. Jeff, we're sorry, man. You're still getting good value there if you want to get rid of those, right? It's not
I
bad.
I do have the Series 2 Lakers complete, so that does give me extra for the collector score.
Yeah, exactly. If well, that's it. You'll give you extra collector score, right? Because right there alone, you know, that holo alone's 1,000 points right there. So that's pretty good.
Yeah.
You can hang on to it for that, but sorry, man. Whoa. Jeff, we got to move on because we got a long line of guests, but let's do a little giveaway.
I'm a
giveaway.
Big fan. I listen to you guys all the time, so thanks for having me.
Hey, thanks, Jeff. Let's do a giveaway. Let's do a giveaway in Jeff's honor.
Yes.
Feel better, Jeff. Feel better, Jeff is the hashtag. Feel better, Jeff is the hashtag.
Feel better, Jeff. Put it in there. I like that. And before you, before we actually give this prize away, you need to hit the follow button, all right? If you're going to win the giveaway, you have to be following the First Mint on Twitch. Feel better, Jeff, is the key word. I want to see it spammed in the chat. Let's go.
Last giveaway was a James Harden, the one we did before, because the second one we did, I didn't tell you guys what it was. But this one is for a Nikola Jokic 35,000 LE. That's what this one's for. It's for a little Jokic in honor of his horse cart and, of course, of Jeff pulling one that's worth $1,000, which is pretty good. Jeff.
I'll take it.
Yeah, take good it. To see you, man. Great to have you on. And, you know, we'll see you next time. Hopefully you score another legendary pack, probably the finals one.
Maybe I'll get a little better luck with opening it.
yeah. Okay, Jeff. Cheers, buddy.
Yeah,
thanks,
Jeff.
Take it easy, man.
All right.
You know,
all right.
I have to say, LG, just a quick story. I know we're running behind.
That's all right. We always
I just want to say, everybody's always asking me about the llama, okay? Llama, it's great. As soon as the stores reopen, it's going down. Somebody else will be in for a run. But I have to say, anyone who lives in Southern Ontario, again, yesterday on Highway 400, they found a llama wandering around the highway.
No,
I need
they
you to
didn't.
LG, I need you to find it. And then the police sent out a tweet asking if this belongs to anybody.
Oh,
and I actually
on.
Considered possibly claiming it because it's a pretty nice llama.
How does this stuff only happen in Toronto, man? This is just like what was it? Oh, I got here. It is. Here it is. I got
the
it.
Capybaras that were on the loose a couple years ago.
No, no. Do you remember? Everybody remembers the IKEA monkey from like 10 years ago, man. There was
there
a monkey loose in IKEA and it was in Toronto. Oh, come on. What is this?
That's something else caught on
this
camera.
This is like totally, this is like a fight.
No. Go back.
Here we go.
There you go. That's
here
a tweet.
Go, yeah. Here we go.
And there's a video of it running all
over. Oh, come on.
Look at that thing. Look at that thing. Look how nice that thing is. Yeah. Look at that. They do spit, though. I hate that they spit. Every time I go to a petting zoo, I get stared down by
people
these
are going
to
say that this is the most Canadian thing right here, that people are like,
look
nice
at that.
To the- oh, come on.
Come on. Nobody claimed them. The police thing is, this is ridiculous. They shut down the highway for like 4 hours. They didn't know who it belonged to. So. There you go. So if anyone wants to claim them and gift them to me, I'll give you a few moments.
God. Okay. Thanks for that, sir. Look, and now it took me totally out of focus. Anyways, let's bring on, this is a longtime First Mint friend and contributor. Let's bring on Mr. Snipes.
Hey guys.
Whoa. What's going on, man?
That's really weird seeing that, like the applause thing, because I'm one of the people in the applause screen.
You are in the middle of the applause thing. Hold on, let's go. I'm going to play it again and just look in the middle to the left a little bit, okay? So sophisticated.
Wow.
I love the way you're like. Back on. Well, it's an excellent video that you have there. So that you cut that one together for us, and it's great. And Snipes, I don't know if you did you qualify today? Did you get a pack or anything like that?
I didn't qualify. I was happy to get a playoff pack last week, but I was just short, and I was looking up how to get the boost, and I was looking at the dollars of doing it, and I was just kind of like, if it was a guarantee, yeah, but I didn't want to spend to maybe get a pack. And talking to some friends who were eligible today, who didn't, I know more people who were eligible and didn't get one than were eligible and did. So I feel
I know, right? For a 28% chance, it's a little weird, man. I don't know many people who got packs, so I don't know. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure what the story is there. Maybe they kept like 1,800 for promotional purposes.
Well, we got a few people who it was like 100 something. We still got a few people, you know, on Club Cold Brew and on the, you know, message us today who did get packs. But I don't. You're right. I don't really know anybody like personally who did get one. I think Ghost, our newsletter, who writes our newsletter, I think he got one, but I don't know where he is. Also, we got Arsenic, who's going to come on in a bit. Also, friend of the First Mint, who did get a pack and is going to come hang out with us in a bit. Snipes, you're not here to open a pack, but you're here to tell us about the latest video that's been cut together. If everybody remembers, I think it was weekly challenge number 4. Every week on the First Mint, we do a weekly challenge, or maybe number 3. And it was to tell us who you think is the most underrated player. And Snipes had took a while to cut this one together because people have a lot of opinions. They gave a lot. This video, we're going to put it up later, is 26 minutes long of people talking about who they think is the most underrated player on Top Shot specifically. Snipes, you watched hours of video of people talking about who they think is most underrated. Yeah. So now you're an expert on the matter. Tell us your findings. Tell us what you found out.
So there it was close. It was there were a few themes going on. I think there were a lot of one-off votes for people. Somebody said Kevin Durant was the most underrated, and it's kind of like, no, he's not. but there were people really pled their case for their. It was obviously like their favorite player, I think, was what was coming out across a lot of them, and a lot of them in smaller markets. So there's a bunch of guys in like, you know, not to single anybody out, but there are very few Lakers. There are very few Knicks in the list, for example. There's a lot of OKC. Yeah. It was a lot of even there's a lot of Memphis, a lot of some Portland guys, some of the just smaller market teams, but really, really good players on them. There were a few surprises, and a lot of younger guys involved too. So like, I'll start with some honorable mentions of people that I didn't expect to see as many votes for as I did. Like CP3 was in there. Bradley Beal was in there getting a few votes, which were like, okay, they're excellent players, but perhaps don't have all the accolades that perhaps they're deserving of. Maybe they're even underrated in the league. Michael Porter Jr. got a few. People like Pukaszewski, who's pointing out that he's the youngest in the NBA. I think he's only 19, but he's 7 feet tall. So who cares how old he is?
He was part of our nerd trivia last week.
Yeah, he was in the nerd trivia. That's right.
But with Pukaszewski, his first moment is like $75 right now. It's his rookie. It's like a 4-badger, and it's a smooth block. So if you're if you're an Oklahoma fan, you know, check that one out. But then for the top ones, an honorable mention to Valanciunas. There's one video in particular. If you want to find the guy when we post it later, the videos that we picked to put in this, they are organized alphabetically by last name of the player. So if you want to go here, I want to see, you know, what do people say about Bradley Beal? He'll be up close to the beginning. If you want to hear about Valanciunas, he's down towards the end. And my favorite video is a guy saying Valanciunas deserved it. And the video starts with him moving a chess piece on a board and going checkmate. Whoa. And then leaning back and be like, Jonas Valanciunas is the most underrated.
Do you know how far in that is? Do you know what like minute mark that is?
It would be, it's pretty, I mean, Valanciunas, I'm thinking of who else would be that far down alphabetically. It's got to be within the last 5 minutes.
Oh, you did these alphabetic? Okay, I got it.
It should be, let me pull it up. Yeah.
Okay, hold on. This is in the middle of the 26-minute video that we're going to post. Here we go. It's right after this guy.
Yeah, this guy also said Valanciunas. Remember him? He made some good points.
You guys hear that?
Uh-oh. No, we don't hear it. But
you don't hear it. Oh, you should be able to hear it.
Oh, we can feel it.
Let me try that again. You should be able to hear that. Yeah. Okay. Great.
So, our number one guys. Are you trying to get that up?
Hold on. Wait. Here we go. I hit the wrong setting.
Got it.
Here we go. Here it is. I don't know if that's how we get it. There we go. Just get a little higher quality. There we go.
Big V, checkmate. Hello, my name is Vladimir. And I think Jonas Valanciunas is the most underrated player in the NBA right now. The first main reason is he's probably the top three center after Jokic and Embiid. The numbers that he's producing is outrageous. He's taking to another level, not just himself and the team, but also Jay Morant, because he's a good center who's doing good screens. He knows how to score the ball, and take rebounds. Another reason that he's underrated, if it wasn't Jonas Valanciunas, Toronto Raptors will never have Marc Gasol in a championship. Thank you.
That is
nice. Nice.
Oh, he is right.
Nice. Wow. Very cool.
So there's a lot of good points made in that video.
Yeah.
and within the video itself, there, if you're counting how many people say each thing, it's actually a three-way tie according to the video. But there is one, that stood out. So I'll start with the three-way tie. I'll start with the two that didn't win.
Okay. So this is most underrated player. Like what people said was most underrated player.
Most underrated player. And throughout the video, people were really pleading as like, well, they're underrated as a player in general, but. And some were just like, oh, the value is so low compared to how good a player they are or the potential that they see in them. But really, I think it's just mostly people talking about their favorite players and why they love them. So it was pretty fun to see that and think about that stuff. And so I'll give like the bronze and the silver for most underrated, according to the First Mint fans, are both play in Los Angeles. They both play for the Clippers. And a few weeks ago that we asked the question, I think 2 weeks ago we asked the question. So now we have all this hindsight. We have all this basketball that has been played since then. And now these people are looking smart because one of them is Playoff P himself after that performance last night.
Get out of here, man.
Hey.
Come on, man. Who are these people voting?
Oh, I know. But I mean, today we saw, I mean, I don't know if you saw Serge Ibaka tweeted, like, here's your apology for him for Paul George.
Ibaka's the best, man. We miss him a lot in Toronto. Yeah. I was watching all the videos today, Snipes, of the parade 2 years ago, because today's the 2 year anniversary. And man, so many from that team are gone. And Ibaka is one of the guys we miss the most. I mean, his personality was bigger than the team. So I'm not surprised he did that, man. That's pretty cool.
I was seeing on Twitter today a lot of those pictures of Kawhi looking out across the crowd of the reflection of like thousands of people in his sunglasses. It's such an awesome.
How do you say no to that, man? Yeah. All right. Anyways.
Well, speaking of Kawhi,
gets
to the other most underrated.
Yeah, you said there's
players.
Two Clippers.
There's two Clippers. The other is Kawhi. And I got a couple of them. Oh, I got some tabs open here.
Mike didn't like that.
Yeah.
The scarves. Oh, don't bring up the scarves, man. I'm having an obsession with the scarves.
Ibaka's
scarf is underrated. Yeah.
The scarves. Oh, right. Yeah. Kawhi is a weird one for me because I know he's got a hollow. He's got a legendary that's going for over $30,000 right now. It's hard to be compared to the company and the rest of the underrated players in terms of top shot value today and in the past few weeks. We're asking this question to our fans. It doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me, but the votes are the votes. Paul George made a bit more sense to me. I know that people love to hate Paul George, so I'm not surprised that he's got a lot of lovers too, especially I'm guessing some people following him in LA.
Makes sense. Stop showing that, LG. I get too irritated, man. Stop showing Kawhi, please.
Sorry. Yeah, it's a nice photo.
It's a trigger for Phil.
It really is, Kawhi. Man. I'm so mad.
Kawhi in a Toronto jersey. Yikes.
Yeah.
The number one player, the number one underrated player, according to who people's favorites are, according to value on Top Shot, that people feel like this guy should be worth more. He is a teammate of somebody we talked about. He's a teammate of Jonas Valanciunas. He is Canadian.
Oh,
I know you like that. And yes. Today, Ja Morant said that he was snubbed from the NBA All Defensive Team.
Yeah, and did he by any chance just drop out of the Canadian program yesterday and take his name out of consideration?
I think he did.
He did. I was so disappointed, man. And that's the definition of underrated, right there. Go ahead, reveal it, Snipes.
It is. Dylan Brooks of your Memphis Grizzlies. And I see it. I mean, seeing the value of his, in terms of value today on Top Shot, I see it here making a lot of sense. He doesn't have a ton of moments. Like, it's hard to compare because he doesn't have a holo. And like, PG has a holo, Kawhi has a holo. Even Jonas Valanciunas has a holo.
Did you see that comment?
Come on.
Oh, who's the other one that looks like LG too? We need Sebastian Vettel in here.
Yeah.
Okay. We need who is the other? Bill, Goran Dragic.
You said Steve looked like me as
Steve
well.
Steve is your like twin with longer hair.
Dragic. Just any
Dragic. Yeah.
Dragic. Sebastian Vettel.
Vettel's like the best.
Okay.
Hey, hold on. Sorry. Speaking of lookalikes, I do want to share. I was just looking at the Kawhi photos and what was coming up in Google. Do you remember the fake Kawhi at the championship parade? There was a fake Kawhi going around.
People are getting autographs.
People getting autographs of the fake Kawhi.
Oh, these people should be banned as fans forever, man. Why would Kawhi be in the crowd?
This guy's like 5'10".
They went and found him. They went and found him on the blog. Yeah, here
what a disgrace, man. Anyone who got an autograph or a picture
Kawhi
with this
prank.
Guy. Get them out of here. That's awesome.
There's no way. There's no way that those people thought it was actually Kawhi. Like, especially
fake
if
fans.
You literally spent the entire season, then 2 months intensely watching the playoffs and seeing that it's Kawhi. And then you're like, oh, that's obviously, and to not know that that's not him.
That's awful.
Absolute disgrace.
If your hand is bigger than his hand, it's not Kawhi Leonard.
Like, yeah.
Just,
yeah.
Just
whoa.
Do a quick
Snipes
check.
Was measuring hands in those pictures. I like that, man.
All right. We're going to post that video. Snipes, thank you for the excellent work as always, my friend. Thanks for all that great research and kind of a surprising number one that people said the most, but hey, that's, I guess that is, there's some truth there as well.
Hold on. You can't just cut Snipes loose without me telling a small story.
We are so far behind, Phil.
I don't care.
Wrap up soon, man. We got two more packs to open.
Snipes is so rare on this show that I have to tell this story. Okay. Oh, we go pretty far back with Snipes. All right. I know Snipes. I think for the first time I ever met him was at least 10, 15 years ago or something like that.
Yeah.
And he was a videographer in a famous flash mob in downtown Toronto for a wedding proposal or a marriage proposal. And he was part of the plot where he has to interrupt the couple. And the female does not know about this whole thing. The male does. And she almost slugged him in the head with her purse because he was interrupting their date. In the distillery district. So that's a great story. Snipes put together an amazing video. It's somewhere on YouTube. But that's how far back we go. That's our story. And that'll go down in history, man. They didn't even get married.
I didn't hear the end of that story. Wow. Okay.
I left
that night with, and they lived happily ever after.
That's not so much. It's supposed to feel. Oh, okay. Man. Thanks. Snipes, it's always good to have you, man. Great. Thanks, you know what one of the best parts of the show every week is, and I don't say this to flatter you. I mean this in absolute sincerity, and the chat will agree. People watch every week will agree, is the videos. The videos that we put together that are edited by you. Those are absolutely the best things that we have on the show. People love them. They love that we have these little segments. Snipes is the person who cut together the famous Cool Cats video, the Rest in Peace Cool Cats, as well as the First Mint Claps. He also cut together the Club Cold Brew video. All that great work is from Snipes. So
I had a lot of fun making the stuff with you too.
Awesome work, man.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Well, there's plenty more coming, man. There's plenty more weekly challenges, in the books that are coming your way soon. So you get ready. Snipes, have a good night, buddy. Good to see you.
All right, guys. Thanks.
See you, buddy.
Woo, wow, marathon tonight. Wow. Friend and community marathon.
It's all George's fault.
George put us back like half an hour. Okay, next guest. And this, we're going to open a pack. We're going to get back to pack cracking. We're going to back to pack cracking. So you know what? I'm just going to introduce him. He runs an awesome company that I was part of for one of the pack opening live streams recently. He runs Prop Hero. And welcome to the First Mint, his First Mint debut.
What's up, guys?
Will, there you are. Will, what's up, man? What's going on?
Doing good. How are you all? Thanks for having me on.
We're good. Will, you look like you're in Hawaii or something, man. Where are you at?
Charleston. So close enough on the beach. But
wow, I can tell, man.
Oh, yeah, nice.
Warmer here than Canada.
Yeah.
Well, not really. Probably not right now, man. Phil's getting killed by all these like caterpillars and butterflies.
European
and stuff
gypsy
like
moth caterpillars is what
European
they're called.
Gypsy moth.
Absolutely disgusting, man. Anyways.
Well, before we get to your pack cracking, tell us about Prop Hero, man.
Yeah. So we launched it probably at the beginning of January. And a little partnership with Top Shot is originally just started as a fun game for the community where we would run predictor games on Tuesday night alongside the first quarter of the NBA, where we have a couple of hosts and they live call the action as it's happening. So with the focus on in-play, so like who's going to score next, how many points is LaMelo going to score in the quarter, stuff like that. And we give out three packs per week, distributed to the Top Shot team, whoever wager places in the top three scores. So if you
very cool
know your sports and or just get guess correctly, you can win some extra packs.
Nice. Nice. So. And this is what we used when I came on as a guest on one of the pack drop streams a couple weeks back. This is what was being used for like the trivia, right? It was Prop Hero.
Yeah. So it's the Q. The Q.live is like the main overarching company. So we license this technology to like basketball teams, media companies, and they run either trivia games or these predictor games. So Top Shot actually originally reached out to us around this time last year.
Cool.
And that's how I discovered Top Shot and way back when, and became a community member throughout it. And,
nice.
Made a lot of mistakes along the way.
Yeah, that's okay, man. Well, I mean, you know, you might've made mistakes, but you got a pack today. You
I
got
did.
To collect your score. You got a pack. Dude, tell us as you, it takes a while to share the screen. So
yeah, I'll go ahead and share.
But do tell us, like, you know, I think the biggest moment always for these pack drops is when your queue number shows up. So tell us what that was like when your queue number, what queue number did you get?
I was 1800 something. So I got it. I was actually, taking my girlfriend to the airport. I made her drive because, I knew the drop was about to happen.
Finally, someone who's safe. I mean, we always have to give disclaimers. People opening packs on the highway, stopping on the side, doing all sorts of crazy stuff. Good stuff. All right.
Yeah. So we got there, dropped her off, and as soon as basically we got to the airport, I got my spot in line, and it was a hit. So swooped the pack, and we were good to go. And I'm pumped because the last legendary pack I got was the Holo MMX, and that was where I made my biggest mistake. I pulled a 27 LeBron James. Base Kobe tribute dunk, and like an idiot, I sold it in December.
Yeah. Wait, is that even? I don't think that dunk could even. Oh, the Kobe tribute. Okay, so you're talking
Kobe tribute.
So you had the series one, so you were in Top Shot way back, like the first holo drop.
You can see right here my June 2020. So
my god, Will, that's amazing. And then you sold it. Oh my god.
Yeah, that's awful. It's all right. We're climbing back. We're climbing back.
Yeah. You're slowly getting that collector score back up there for sure.
Yeah.
Well, what are you hoping for in here, man? What's your golden ticket?
Where
we'll see you go absolutely bonkers if you pull it.
A LaMelo, a Zion, or a D book. I'd be disappointed with any former Kentucky Wildcats because I'm a big Indiana guy.
So is it safe to assume that you had nothing to do with Cool Cats 2?
Absolutely. It was terrifying for many levels. Number one, that I spent too much money on it, and it was all Kentucky players.
LG, we need to get that massive Kentucky fan on here one time with, the guy who's top shot Kentucky Wildcats or whatever his name is.
Oh, man. That's right. Yeah.
Yeah, my best buddy's a Kentucky fan. And I was.
Will, listen, man, all you need here is a nice little LaMelo to make things better. You know,
we're hoping it's coming. Yeah. Yes.
All you need here is a nice little LaMelo. And you know how this goes when you're opening these packs. You got to go, you got to do all the commons first before you get to the hollow. What else is going in here? So there's a LaMelo that's going the most from this one. All right, go for it.
For the price of these packs, let's be honest, like
everything's a win.
This is insane, man.
Absolutely. Okay, we got Celtics, Jalen Brown, that's a good number 6,000, 6,300. Great.
Does the moment not pop up and load?
Okay. A little common. Oh,
whoa.
Woo.
Chandler Hutcherson, number 96, 12,000 LE. Ooh. Not bad. I always love low serials, man. Love seeing low serials. Doesn't matter who the player is.
I love low serials on guys you've heard from, but yeah.
Jared Allen, number 24,000.
I love how fast you're going, man. This is awesome.
Yeah, there's a lot of
guys. There we go. I love it.
Eric Gordon, 27,000.
There you go.
Towards the end of his career.
I love how fast this is. This is great.
I'm helping you guys.
Oh, another low serial.
Whoa.
Kyle Lowry, number 223.
Okay.
Very nice.
From
now the good stuff
up top. No, up top.
Wait.
No. Whoa. Sorry.
Yeah.
There's one more. Isn't there one? Or there's only.
LG knows.
Thank you. There's 10. Yeah. Okay.
And then another Eric Gordon. All right. I'm liking this.
Some duplicates. Duplicates. 29,000.
It's Indiana. We're all good.
Okay. Here we go.
Metallics. Let's go for Metallics. Maybe a little Jokic here.
Jokic would be sick.
Give us a number one.
Sadiq Bey.
Don't be Sadiq Bey.
Sadiq Bey.
We should do a giveaway every time. Holy crap.
Let's do a giveaway. I'm sorry. Hashtag another Sadiq Bey. Sadiq Bey as a hashtag. Type it in. Wow. Opens up the spelling.
And Will, what do they need to do aside from hitting the hashtag in the chat? What do they need to do on the First Mint Twitch page?
They need to follow you guys and turn on notifications.
Yes, sir.
And turn on notifications.
Yes, sir.
Get it all going.
You got it.
Yeah, that's the other thing you do. Yeah, hit the notifications. Okay.
All right.
Okay, Will, let's go.
All right, here we go. Come on, baby. Keep it coming. Keep it coming.
Raptors again.
Woo!
Was it Siakam? Siakam. Nice.
Beauty. He's a good player.
He's due for a bounce back.
Pass.
Yeah. That's a nice pass, too. Yeah.
Will, do you know where he went to college? Most people don't know this.
I do not.
He went to New Mexico State. Of all places. Anyways, all right. I think, or was it New Mexico?
Listen,
I think it was one of the two. I don't know. It's one of the two New Mexicos. Oh.
Oh, my goodness. Let's go. Wow.
Nice.
Wow.
Is he the most overrated anticipated Top Shot debut? Do you remember that? People were like, oh, yeah, he'll be going for $2,000 or $3,000.
Well, it was supposed happen. Like, the thing is that's when the LaMelo debut was at like $4,000 or something like that.
Yeah,
so everybody was like, but then by the time it actually came out, the market had just like tanked. So, and Will, before you get to the legendary, if you've watched our show and you listen, you know that Phil, my dear brother, is the trivia master, and he is really good at not only coming up with trivia questions, but also at hosting if ever you need some other folks on the show or any of the stuff that you guys do. So I'm just putting it out there.
No, we do it. Actually, we do a lot in basketball too. So an NBA Mavericks is one of our customers. We do in-stadium trivia with them. So it's like you take your
get them down there.
Your Jumbotron, where the normal dude would be on there talking on the mic, and everyone—it's the entire stadium—can participate. So it's like an HQ trivia.
That's awesome stuff, man! I love that.
But we haven't done that in 2 years because there's been no fans. But
I hope that can incorporate with Top Shot one day. That it's like if you get the answer right, then you get like everybody gets a moment or something like that. You know what I mean? Like I hope that can just fluidly kind of roll through, right? Okay, Will, moment of truth.
Here we go.
Come on, give us that LaMelo.
Give us something.
LaMelo, Zion, something.
We're due.
Hawks.
Okay.
Capilla.
Okay, Capilla. I'm happy with that. All right, okay.
I'm happy with that. I'm a group in Atlanta.
One win away. That's a player who's one win away from the conference finals, man.
There
you go. You really can't complain about that. You know
what I mean? And I got two rookie rare moments too. So that's a win.
No, Will, forget all that. You got a Sadiq Bey, all right?
You got a Sadiq Bey here tonight. That's the most important part is the
96 Hutchinson too. So.
Forget those guys. Oh yeah, it's all about Sadiq tonight.
Groovy. Will, it's great to see you, man.
Yeah,
it's great to see you. I've talked to you a few times by email, but I've never actually seen you. I've never actually spoken to you. So, actually, no, I talked to you once, like on the backstage of that stream. But that's
yeah, it was Quadzilla behind the scenes of that one.
Oh, Quad.
Yeah, you were the Quad. Yeah,
I was the Quad.
Where is Quad? Quad.
He's still pissed about the Hollywood drop. He's
there. Hey, there he is. Quad. Yeah, there you go.
Hey, there he is. All right.
Amazing.
No, we can't hear you, man. You're muted. The producer with the rookie mistake. Yeah. Unbelievable. Oh,
okay. All right. We got one more after this. Okay. Will, great to see you, buddy.
Appreciate it. Thank you guys for having me on. It was fun, and I'll be tuning into you guys' podcast continually. All right. Awesome. See
you. Cheers. Take care, buddy.
Okay. Last one for the night. Quad, can we hear you at all?
Yeah, can you hear me now?
Yeah, we got you. Did we get a winner for the Sadiq Bey? I don't know. Did we see?
No, they're still hashtagging right now. It's hashtag mania because there hasn't been a winner.
We saw
Thorax.
Thorax.
Yeah, where is it? Where they okay, just there it is.
Yeah. So, guys, remember, if you won on stream tonight, please send us a DM at the First Mint on Twitter. Go on Twitter, send us a DM. If you're Thorax1595, if that's you, please send us a DM. It is hard to track these people down, so make sure you send us that DM. Well, now Phil's going to start telling stories, so we're just going to move right into the next guest, the last guest of the night.
Look at the comment about Quad in the chat. You have to see it.
What'd they say?
It said Quad looks like he plays Magic the Gathering. What is that?
Jesus.
What on earth is Magic Quad. The Gathering?
That's what? And that's from Stone Cold. That's from Stone Cold.
You just wait.
First giveaway was Very Blessed Indeed was the screen name. It was Very Blessed Indeed won that one. So
wow.
Okay, last guest of the night. He's been waiting for a while. He's got drink in hand. He is a very close friend of the First Mint, a classic, a Top Shot OG. Welcome back, Arsenic.
Whoa!
Boom! Hey!
Whoa!
Hey! Oh, what's up?
Oh, why? Wow! This is the second time today
we talked to Arsenic. Also, sorry, really quick. The winner of the last giveaway is getting a Steph Curry 40,000 CC plus. Just so everybody knows, a Steph Curry that they won, and the last giveaway tonight is going to be a Trae Young 35,000 LE. But it doesn't matter because we have a very generous guy on the stream, Arsenic. What is going on, buddy?
Hey, well, I've been pretty busy lately with the new launch. I don't know if you saw that. I announced that, I think.
Yeah, we retweeted it from the account. Yeah, weeks ago. Or no, like a couple weeks ago. Is something new happened today?
No, nothing new happened, but it's been very busy for us. So, yeah, it's good to be relaxing outside with you guys tonight.
Oh, nice. I wish none of us are outside. Wow. None of us are outside except for you. Oh,
too many Shani here, man.
We're it's Texas. It's like 95 still outside right now. It's a pitch dark.
Yeah.
All right, Arsenic, you're the last guest of the night. You claimed earlier you're spending a lot of money these days on Top Shot, but you were lucky enough to get a holo pack. So let's get to it, man. Let's see what you got in that pack, buddy.
All right. Let me share. That thing.
There you go. This was the person who won the first one. Very Blessed Indeed. Make sure you send us a DM on Twitter so you can get that prize. Please.
I'm still thinking about that Magic Gathering.
Right? I only have football stuff in the background of all my streams, but I play Magic Gathering.
Wow.
I'm not wearing a baseball hat either. Don't worry.
Arsenic, watch the music because we do love hearing from you. So we don't want you to right away tune yourself out by blasting your pack opening music.
Okay, here we go. Arsenic, I'm going to share your stream, but it's okay. Here we go.
There
he is. Wow. That is the biggest collector score we've ever seen on the
Zoom
first
in on
minute.
That. What?
A collector score of 822,894.
What?
Oh my! Oh, and you got the bonus. Whoa. Looks like you got a little. Wow. You got the bonus.
What is this?
Something. I don't even know.
You should be able to gift some.
Yeah, I hope.
You should
I
be able to gift your collector's score.
Oh, my
God. Yeah. I'm still far insane. From OXO, but yeah. I'm.
Wow.
I'm working on it.
Wow. Right. Okay. And you do not hold packs, as is obvious.
I do not. No, yeah. I'm not a pack holder.
I love it, Arsenic. I'm seriously. The same. I can't hold packs, man. No way.
Yeah. There's no way.
I don't know how they do it.
Teach their own.
Oh,
my God.
Yeah, this exactly. is going to be good.
All right.
Okay, I think people will lose their minds if you get a number one or something.
Yeah, I guess.
Hey, la musique.
Yeah. Puis la right.
Hey, les bonnes tunes.
Sorry, guys. Let me turn that off. All right, okay.
Wow, this is wild.
Well, let's go.
Yes, let's go, man. Oh, I love all that right. moment. I love that so much. His Down ducks are way. Awesome. Wow. Yeah, close you know what us. This means. Whoa. Hey, no.
39,000. There we go.
Closer to the last mint than the first. Yep.
Okay, well, Chris Tapps, 9,000. Man, I like how every person who's come on, it's like an accelerating grade of how fast they open their pack.
Yeah,
Jeff would open it, awful. And he'd like savor every moment. He'd be like, oh, that's interesting. Look, a nice block by Dry. Like,
his computer
it down.
Was freezing.
And then Will was like, okay, like open it and kind of savor it. Arsenic is just like clicking away, man. He's just like, okay, dude. I'm just going to read them out. Damian Lee, 18,000. Ben Simmons, 26,000. All commons. Chris Tapps, all right, keep going, Arsenic. Just whatever. Just
Arsenic. Arsenic's got some purchases to make, man. He's got.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, he's got to go. He's got to spend another $200K on the marketplace tonight.
Is that another Chicago Bull?
Yep.
I can't see. I don't have my glasses.
It is.
Okay. It is. I can barely see it. All right.
So what else?
Whoa.
All right, here we go. He had a Jamal Murray 12,000 as well.
Hey, all scat. All right, here we go.
Okay, Houston Rockets. This is going to be what? A Christian Wood? Oh, John Wall. Okay.
John Wall.
Oh, wow. John Muir.
Jean Muir.
Wow, things are deteriorating real fast.
Yeah, things are getting out of control, right? Okay.
Jokic
Metallic number 139. That's not bad.
Arsenic, I'm not going to lie. I could actually see you if ever we do a first mint get together. I could see you riding in on a donkey pulled bucket, just like Jokic did when he went back to Serbia. So that'd be quite the entrance from someone with a collector score like yours.
That's what I'd expect from a rich moment person. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Does it have a horse?
Wow, let's hope nobody heard that.
Oh my God.
Right. okay
here we go.
Let's go. Give us a number
Chicago
one.
Chicago Bulls. Was it gonna be, this is Levine? Oh, Vucevic.
Vooch. Okay,
Vooch. Yeah. That's what a weird thumbnail that is. I like it. Arsenic now slowed down to so that we can.
He's getting nervous now.
Can you go back to the thumbnail for that, Arsenic? Can you go back to the image? Sure. The image is, it looks kind of weird. I don't know why it looks so weird. I think it's like his face has like a weird expression on it. Anyways, Vucevic number 370. Yeah,
this is a real Euro pack. This is amazing.
Yeah, this is true. Yeah,
somebody said that in the chat.
International players right here. Yeah, exactly.
Look at that. All right. That's nuts.
Okay. All right. Last one.
There we go.
Here we go. The
number one. This is it. Number one.
What I'm getting, guys? What are you guys bidding on?
Whoa. Oh, they love that you're saying all the names in French. Somebody just said that.
You're going to have to read the player's name in French, whoever it is. I think it's LaMelo. I want to see a LaMelo.
Let's see a LaMelo.
You definitely don't have enough like collector score points or a big enough balance, Arsenic, that I think you need a LaMelo. I think
I'm in on that too. LaMelo it is. Let's go.
Let's go, LaMelo. Somebody get it. Oh.
Whoa.
Oh. Who's this? This will be CJ. Okay.
Okay.
All Stephon right. or Kel.
We're still waiting for a top 10 cereal on this show for a legendary. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it's all right. Not bad.
It's a nice little move. Not at all. Okay, Arsenic, the super collector. What are your thoughts here after opening this pack?
I'm pretty happy. Yeah. I just wanted to grab a legendary pack, to be honest.
Because well, this is the one.
Yeah. Oh, sacre bird. What's that? What is that, man? What's going on in the chat?
Oh, my God.
Wow.
So, yeah, I just want to complete my baller status. I'm missing three more.
What, legendaries or something like that, or rare packs, or what could you possibly be missing from baller status?
He's running out of things to get him excited. That's what's happening.
Yeah, there's like 5,000 legendary packs. I think he's one short or something.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Mon Dieu. Here comes everybody's French. They all remember their like 11th grade French, and it's all none of it's making sense. So.
Oh man, I love it. All right, Arsenic, we're gonna do one last quick little segment here at the end of the show, let you go, but it's good to see you, man. Thanks for coming on. When are we gonna hear more about Floaty? When are we gonna get more news or info?
I guess in a week or two, I guess we should have another article about it.
Okay, awesome. Well, we'll have to talk more about it on the show and have you back. Okay,
sure. All right,
okay, cheers, Arsenic. Have a good night, buddy.
Hey, buddy.
Okay. All right. Now for the last segment, we are at time, but we do have one more giveaway to do. Last week we did put out a challenge, and we had our friend Karmachachi come on, and he read to us his excellent first mint poem. And we challenged you guys, our community, to freestyle that poem. And we got some great entries. And what we're going to do probably next week, if not the week after, we're going to do our own little version of First Mint Idol, where we're going to bring some judges on, and we're going to invite our top like 3 or 5 contestants, or the best ones that we like, to come on and do a live performance for our judges and then crown a winner. The winner is going to get my premium pack from last week's drop. My cold brew was successful last week. That's what it's going to be. Today, just to kind of tide us over until that time, we are going to watch some of those entries. So, without giving away the names, it says it in the top right corner. Let's watch a few of the entries. So this first one is from E3 Takes Flight. That is the name of the video file. Let me just pull it up here. There should be a way to do this. Oh, how can I share? Can you share it? Can you not share it? QuickTime? That's a little weird. Hold on. With technical difficulties here.
First thing I'm going to do, Quad, when we get off the air, is check what Magic the Gathering is, man. I'm still up. It sounds pretty wild, and I want to know why Stone Cold thought that you play that game. I don't know. I'm not sure.
I have not the slightest clue.
Okay. All right. Do you play any board games, Quad?
I don't. Okay.
So he's not even a board game guy, and Stone Cold's on a rampage right now. I haven't seen anybody prepare for a pack the way Stone Cold did today. He put a bunch of gifts out. He put all these memes out. He's been doing that for like the whole week, and he was supposed to take the drop by storm, and he ended up not doing it, which is not good. He really got screwed there. So not good, man. And you know, okay. Are we ready?
Yeah, we're ready. I got one of them. It's really, I don't know why, the StreamYard doesn't want to play the actual video file, which is super annoying. So anyways, we're going to watch two quick entries, and I promise you there's some other really great ones as well. So this is an entry from E3 Takes Flight.
Where the days feel like weeks and the weeks feel like days, I stare my collection with a curious days, wondering what type of moment I might pull today. Like if I pull a 1 through 5, they might think I'm a cool cat, but 9 times out of 10, you probably won't pull that. But that's okay, because in the game, I'm still a rising star. Soon my head will be above the rim like 23, I'll be seeing stars. Alright, I guess it's time for me to go. I keep my bars in the 300 like AD on metallic gold. Sheesh.
Wow. So
what was that at the end? My ears almost came off, man. There was like
that's effects. Freaking amazing. And also, it's like, first of all, it's like totally ignore the directions, which is read the poem from Karmachachi. But I love that. I love that. We did say freestyle. So some people interpreted freestyle as like, okay, well, I'll just make my own like lyrics. And I thought that was freaking awesome. So that's a sample of the kind of stuff we're getting. But we did also have a few entries here we go. Issue here. A lot of technical difficulties on our shows usually. We did have an entry that was just someone. This is, I think, let's see, his name is Dr. Youngbody, who just read a few verses from the actual poem.
The beginning of a creation event, start of a race, paced not for a sprint, where days feel like weeks and streaks feel like peaks. The beginning of a creation event, start of a race, paced not for a sprint, where days feel like weeks. And streaks feel like peaks.
Wow.
That was it. Yeah. So that's a little snippet. The other ones, I have the other ones, but they won't play in the system. But I promise you, there are some really, really good ones. We're going to go through our favorites. We're going to post them up, and then we are going to be on next week to do a little first mint idol with some of our favorite ones. Our challenge this week, it's very simple. It's going to be a tweet that we want you guys to retweet and comment on. It's going to be asking you guys who you want to see on the show. And honestly, like, we love to hear from our community. We want to hear from you guys, what kind of people you would like to see. And, let's play a little giveaway to celebrate that.
LG, we were promised a Stone Cold appearance. Is he coming on or what?
Oh, I don't know. Actually,
Where is this guy?
Quad, is he supposed to come on?
I thought he was supposed to come on. You guys told us that he is definitely coming on the show tonight.
He's just been lurking in chat the whole entire night, not doing anything else. Just trolling the
chat.
He's
got a pack. I think we could end the night by him opening his pack.
If he's around, Stone Cold, send us a DM. He's in there,
man. He was going crazy. You know what?
That's a perfect way to kind of do the next giveaway. Let's get everybody right in the chat. This last one is, what do we got? We got a Trae Young 35,000 LE. You got to put in the chat, pretty easy, Stone Cold. Hashtag Stone Cold. That's all you got to do. Let's summon him. Let's get him out here.
We need that music. We need the whoosh.
Get the Stone Cold going. There we go. Okay, while we wait for Stone Cold, I just uploaded one more entry. What's that?
Here we go.
Stone Cold's in the building. Before we get Stone Cold on, I have one more entry to share with you guys. Another awesome entry, another awesome freestyle. I just uploaded it now. So watch, this is also going to be part of our competition next week.
Yo, as soon as I heard the news first mint giving out packs just for people to spit raps, I was taken aback. I mean, I got to admit, I was kind of surprised, and I was also thrilled because I ain't qualify, but you're giving out packs for people to spit stanzas. I'm about to show y'all who the boss, like Tony Danza. I'm like Kyrie in the paint. Y'all better keep your hands up. I'm something you've never seen, like a step back from Canna. I'm old in the face. I'm Larry Johnson. I'm grandma. But it's enough about me. Let's do Kamikachi's poema. Ooh, that means poem if y'all ain't know. Hit like and subscribe for that positive vibe and keep expectations low, because with packs you never know. Sip your cold brew. Top shot is the glue, connecting parts of the globe and every avenue. That's how we do. Just loose.
Wow,
honestly,
man.
That,
wow,
like, dude. They need to hire that guy to like rap over the pack opening music or something like that. Like, that was freaking amazing. Yeah.
That was insane. That so the good. Only thing he yep. got wrong is that Larry Johnson was grandmama, not grandma.
It's true. In Family Matters, he played grandmama.
That was amazing, though. That was absolutely
insane, that was amazing. Man. Did we get a winner for that one, Quad? For Stone Cold? Did we get a winner for Stone Cold?
They're still
Cold?
Spamming. It's still massive.
We need a winner for Stone spamming. Cold before we can summon Stone Cold.
And you must be following and hit the favorite button. Make sure you do that.
For everybody who submitted one of those entries, honestly, I have just blown away already from some of the ones.
So good, man.
Even if they're not the actual ones, we're gonna watch more of them next week. We're gonna have some of those people come on and compete. So make sure you tune in. And honestly. Oh my God!
Whoa. Oh my
Stone
God!
Cold.
Oh
Stone
my
Cold.
God!
Stone Cold!
Wow,
Stone
dude!
Cold is back!
Oh my God!
Stone Cold, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty good, bro. Buddy.
I'm freaking drooling, man. What's going on?
Well, you're drooling. What the hell's going on?
Hey, Stone Cold got a few Steve Rogers. He going to pass some time.
I honestly, you know, I didn't I, like that mask was scary last week, and it's honestly way scarier this week. It actually got worse.
Oh my God, I'll tell you what has happened?
I don't know what
you said, but it's
never know what to
great.
Say, man. This should be the pack opening of the century. Someone said it looked like Matt Stairs.
It does look like Matt Stairs.
Wow. All right. Wow.
Hey, boy. Okay. I'm watching my little Texas boy, Kevin Durant, do his thing tonight.
Stone Cold.
What happened to you today, man? I was sure you were getting a legendary pack. And it seems you did everything right. But what went wrong? So
I'll tell you what, Phil D, I even did the cold brew. I've never been more angry in my life, man.
This guy, and you weren't even close, right? You weren't even close with your number in line.
Oh, hell no. And my buddy next to me at work, he ends up getting 1,500, tops the best pack of all time.
Oh, wow. But you did end up getting a playoff pack, a rebound pack. Okay. All right. So you have that with you.
You want to open it with air. Our Stone Cold. And we are going to do one more giveaway. We are going to do another giveaway in a few minutes. One last
one. Oh, yeah. Stone Cold's going to open the pack.
Yeah. Let's crack it.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. Are we going to get a full screenshot and everything?
I can't even look at him, honestly. It's so scary, that thing.
That's all amazing. Right, I mean, Stone Cold, if we ever meet you, you have to wear that thing, man.
I can't wait to meet you, Phil. You're going to drink a few Steve Wazes.
This is a trippy thing that's going on right now. Stone Cold, yeah, show us the pack drop screen, man. Here we go.
Whoa. Let's see if Stone Cold holds packs. Look, Stone Cold's been selling stuff, too, or buying stuff. Look at that little red dot.
Ooh.
Okay. Where's my pal?
Yeah, he's had a lot of Steve Weisers for sure already.
Stone Cold's been smoking a few of the left-handed cigarettes.
Whoa. Stone Cold's a Pacers fan. Hey, we're learning a lot here. It's getting invasive.
Stone Cold from Indiana.
Dumping moments like crazy, too. Oh, my gosh.
Whoa, there it is. All right. Stone Cold, what are we looking for here, man?
Woo! Oh, yeah, this is a good tune. This is a good tune. I remember this one. Nice. Okay, a little Kemba Walker.
Someone's getting stunned tonight.
5,000, is that what that was? Okay.
438.
Jimmy Butler, 436. That's your playoff moment, man. Woo! Wow, Stone Cold doesn't even care. He's just rampaging through here.
CP3.
Nice. CP3, 34,000. So you got a Butler. That Butler's pretty good. Stone Cold, are you doing the challenges? Are you doing the playoff challenges?
Yes, sir. I already got mine.
Uh-oh.
What? Oh, you got your Trae Young shush. Okay, yeah. That's what I was like. I don't know what you're talking about, but yeah, okay, good.
Drop
hell yeah, Stone Cold.
JT.
Hell yeah. You're asking us to hear it. Hell yeah, Stone Cold. All right.
Hell yeah.
Woo!
Well, there we go. Okay, Austin, Stone Cold. Stone Cold, it's good to see you, man. We're gonna wrap out the show. It's good we could get you on for one last little appearance. Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. Later, fellas. I love you guys.
Oh my god.
That's awesome,
okay.
Man.
Okay, folks. We've had a good time here. It's time for the end of the show. It's time for Uncle Luke to tell you a little bit about what's going on.
Uncle Luke. Wow.
Uncle Luke, Papa Top Shot, whatever you want to call me. So as some of you may have seen, last night we teased that something would come out in the newsletter today, and today we put out some news in the newsletter that next Tuesday, in fact, we will be dropping an NFT. There aren't going to be many of them. It's going to be a very fun day, fun event. There's some nice little benefits in that NFT that come with it. It's not just a novel NFT. And I can tell you right now, it's a beautiful NFT. Some of these guys have seen it, but it's not revealed yet. It's coming out soon. So you'll see it before then. You get the NFT and it's our first ever NFT. We've never done anything like that. We have nothing else. I don't know if there'll be more in the future. I don't think there'll be very many. We're not going to be the kind of place that drops an NFT every couple of days or anything like that. So don't worry about that. It's every decision we make is very purposeful and very, very careful. So, rest assured, if there's ever another First Mint NFT, it is going to be a long time and it's going to be something completely different. So this is the first one. This is, some people call it Genesis NFT, but this one is called the Day One NFT. We appreciate our community. You guys are the ones who have gotten us here. We've come along this whole way with you the last couple months, and this drop is going to kind of culminate that. The NFT is going to be our new branding logo. I can't tell you much more about it without giving it away, but it's going to be a whole new brand. But the old brand, the one that you see right now, this one here in the top right corner, that one will remain forever embroiled on a t-shirt. You're also going to get a t-shirt when you buy this NFT, or at least you got to buy the NFT, and then to get the t-shirt that is going to have our old brand, it's going to be pretty much like a real life NFT. It's going to be the last thing that has that logo on it. To claim that, you got to come into our Discord, and the only way you can get into that Discord is with the NFT that you're going to buy. We have not revealed more details than that yet. We haven't revealed price or how it's going to be dropped or anything like that. But I promise you, between now and probably midday Monday, the drop is Tuesday at 12 Pacific, we are going to deliver all that info to you and be ready to answer your questions and make sure that it's a nice, smooth experience for everybody. Give everybody, hopefully, a fair chance. We've seen a lot of crazy NFT drops in the last couple of months. So, you know, we've been taking our time with this one to make sure that it is going to be a very nice drop. No, it is not. It's not a video call with Goran Dragic, but in the I will be there in the Discord, so you can definitely chat with me in the Discord. You guys are already asking questions in there, like what website, how much. That is all going to come out very soon. We're going to deliver all those details. And
what
honestly,
utility? What utility is what people want to know? People,
we just talked about that. The utility is that you get into the Discord and you get a T-shirt. That's it. For now, I don't want to, you know, I don't want to promise that later there's going to be more, because honestly, I don't want to overcommit to that. I don't like to say, hey, there's a bunch of future benefits, but one day we'll tell you. That's not what we're about. We're very specific at the first mint. We tell you very clearly what's going to happen when we have the information. So for now, that's going to be it. It's going to be a really, it's going to be a really exciting day. It's something that means a lot to us, means a lot to me. And I hope you guys are interested. Again, those details will be out in the next couple of days. So keep an eye out for that on First Mint Twitter, the newsletter, and of course the website. It's all going to be out, and hope you guys join us. And also it's going to be kind of the end of the first phase of the First Mint and the start of the next one. And I just want to say thank you to everybody in our community, and as well, you guys, Phil D Quad, everybody who's been part of the First Mint, for bringing us this far. It's been a great ride. And the real ride, honestly, is just about to begin. So without saying much more about that, chat, one last giveaway. We've got a Devin Booker 35,000 LE. So to win that one, type in the chat. It's real easy. The First Mint NFT. That's the last hashtag for the night. Type it in. Put it in there. I love some of the suggestions for what this NFT could be. There's somebody put Sadiq Bey holding a cold brew, which, hey man, like, hey, you know, I'll tell you this. This is our first NFT, and there won't be many ever, if any more ever. But if Sadiq Bey wants to join Club Cold Brew and be on with us, then we might have to mint a mini NFT for that or something like that. But that's way in the future. That won't be as significant as the day one NFT that we are going to drop. So First Mint NFT, this is going to be for a nice little Devin Booker common. Let's give you guys another couple little chances here. Oh, it looks like Always Hugo has won the giveaway. Always_Hugo1.
Always Hugo. Hey.
Folks, wow. That's going to do it for tonight. Thank you for joining us on the First Mint, and we'll see you. You'll hear us Monday morning for the next podcast, and you'll see us next Thursday night for another great episode of First Mint Live. Very likely we are going to have the First Mint Idol, first of its kind, show that time as well. Have a good night, everybody.